Michael Jeffrey knows better than most the importance of seismic stability. On October 17th, 1989.
And I was driving a semi-truck back to our terminal in Hayward. And so I was maybe 15 minutes prior on the Cypress structure that collapsed.
You want to blow the dust out.
Now, as San Leandro's supervising building inspector, Jeffrey leads the only workshop in the Bay Area that shows homeowners how to retrofit their own homes.
Demand increases when we have swarms of earthquakes. The next day, people are calling.
No, you don't suck it in.
And while it's very important for people to be able to stay in their homes after an earthquake,
that's bad.
It's even more important for hospitals to stay open. At California Pacific Medical Center's new Van Ness campus in San Francisco, there's a room stockpiled with food and water.
Enough to sustain us for 7 days for patients, staff, and physicians, volunteers.
More importantly, the building itself has been constructed with viscous wall dampers, basically metal boxes filled with a gel-like substance. But this is a brand new facility.
Our older buildings will have issues in seismic conditions.
Larry Kohler, executive director of project delivery at Sutter, says there's no one-size-fits-all solution to retrofitting.
We don't know where the earthquake is going to be, and where that earthquake is going to be and what's going to happen really has a huge effect on how the buildings will respond.
Hospitals are facing a 2030 deadline from the state to either retrofit or replace their aging facilities. Matt Bigler, KCBS.